Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Coach Karen Scott. As always, I have a lot of impactful information to share. And as you know, our theme has been mindfulness, meaning thinking about what we're doing in the moment, focusing on the task at hand, being positive, really not thinking worldly, but thinking and looking and seeing things through spiritual lens. And the more we do that, the more we'll want to do that. And we'll just focus on the goodness of the things that God has done for us by being grateful. And we have the attitude of gratitude that also will help take us a long way. As you know, I am a certified purpose and character transformational coach. I truly, truly, truly look for ways to help my clients discover and develop their spiritual gifts, talents, and abilities so that they can push forward in their passion for their purpose by executing and activating to uplift and make an impact on the kingdom and their lives as well. It's always about others. It's always about serving others and helping others, because that's what we're placed here for, to be servants. We're God's disciples, and we are here to just be the light and be the salt. And we don't always, you know, people think you got to cram, but it's really based on how you carry yourself through your thoughts, through your speech, and through your actions. And in addition to the coaching, I still do longevity, which is health and wellness, and it's all about wellness, taking care of our bodies. You know, we can do the best we can. I'm not saying that you're going to avoid, you know, getting sick, but if your body's healthy, it will help you in the long run. So let's be mindful when it comes to our health and wellness, because it is all about taking care of our temple that God has given us. So I'd just like to welcome everybody to tonight's radio show. I'm going to get started in probably about 30 seconds. I have a really interesting topic to share. It's going to be talking about one of our healthiest beverage. So in your mind, think about what the healthiest beverage for you is. And you will may be surprised, or you may not be surprised. So it's just based on, you know, where you're at and what you think. So let's go ahead and get started. You know, it's Friday night. You know, we don't know. You got a lot going on, maybe, or you just want to, you know, just chill after the radio show. The world's, one of the world's healthiest beverage, next to water. So next to water, tea is the most widely consumed beverage in the world. And yes, it's ahead of those of you who may or not, Coca-Cola. So water and tea, they're the most consumed beverages. So we're going to just think about some of the ways. I'm going to ask you to think about in your mind. You don't have to say anything yet, but when I open it up, you can maybe add to what I'm going to say. But there are so many amazing health benefits for drinking tea, from fighting cancer to burning fat, and so, so much more. That's why maybe you might want to think about making tea, if you don't already, be a part of your regular routine. There are four types of tea. There's green tea, white tea, black tea and oolong tea. And they're all derived from the same plants, and they are all considered to be health-giving properties. But of the four types, green tea seems to be the most helpful. So let's look at some of the benefits of tea. And as we're going through towards the end, I will recap everything. The first one is it helps to fight prostate cancer. And notice that it says it helps to fight. It doesn't say it heals. It says it helps. Many scientists believe this is because of the high consumption of plant foods that come from Asian populations and countries. And that's why they feel as though the consumption of green tea plays a major role in fighting and helping to fight prostate cancer. Green tea also helps to burn fat. It increases the body's ability to burn fat as fuel. And then it also improves muscle endurance. So while the fat is being burned, it's actually also helping to turn the muscles. Green tea has also been found to improve your bone strength, helps to fight osteoporosis by enhancing that bone strength. Studies also show that drinking tea, it can be any of the four that I mentioned earlier, is great for cardiovascular health, which reduces the risk of heart diseases and heart attacks. Tea consumption helps to lower rates of Alzheimer's, diabetes, obesity, arthritis, infections, malaria, and even AIDS. It helps to reduce the rates. It's also believed, we mentioned prostate cancer, but it's also believed to help fight cancer because of the antioxidants that is within it. Cancers like esophagus, the stomach, the small intestine, pancreas, liver, and so much more. Again, reducing and help. It doesn't say cure. It doesn't say get rid of. It just says it helps. It also helps to reduce the rate of Parkinson's. A team of scientists monitored 29,335 men and women over the course of 12 years, and they came to the conclusion that drinking tea was linking to the reduction in the risk of Parkinson's disease. This was both true in men and women, even after factoring in variables like smoking, physical activity, age, and body mass index. Tea is more beneficial. People think if it has caffeine that it's best, but really it's when it's decaffeinated as well. Yes, caffeine can help increase the memory and ward off Alzheimer's and protect against skin and cancer. It may even help with asthma, but you still have to watch the intake caffeinated teas, because in some cases it can cause your heart to race, and once again you have to really be careful about caffeine, not just in tea but coffee or you know, soda, whatever you drink. Yeah, you want to enjoy tea, but you want to keep in mind as you're enjoying that tea, think about the type of tea that you're drinking. Are you drinking bottled tea, which is mostly sugar water? For example, Lipton's lemon iced tea has 31 grams of added sugar. So if you think you're drinking tea, you might want to think again. You might want to be sure to read the labels to check to see if it's either unsweetened tea or it's lightly sweetened, because a lot of the bottled teas are mostly sugar. Now, however, if you brew yourself tea, kind of like I like to make my own iced tea, you might want to try doing it plain or squeeze some lemon or even add like ginger or some type of herb to the tea, or even add like fresh fruit like peaches. I've done that, sliced peaches up, pineapples. That always gives the tea a great flavor and it's also a great sweetener without having to add any sugar. So if you're going to drink tea, why not drink it and enjoy it? And enjoy it while it's good for you. And it can be, as I mentioned, incredibly healthy. But you have to be careful when you purchase conventional teas, because some tea bags can contain pesticides, cancer-causing chemicals, artificial flavors, heavy metals, mold, other harmful toxins, and even hidden GMO ingredients. In fact, most teas are not washed before it's put into the actual tea bags. Yeah, that doesn't sound too great after I mentioned the benefits of the tea. However, if you're drinking tea, just avoid purchasing the cheap, low-quality teas and choose high-quality organic teas instead. Non-GMO, just tea leaves. You know, there's so many. Yeah, it can be expensive. Anything when it comes to health and eating healthy and drinking healthy is expensive. But isn't your health worth investing in? So think about when you're purchasing your teas, what kind of tea are you purchasing? What's in it? Even where is it, you know, where is it, like, excuse me, where are you getting it from? Like, is it made in the USA or is it made in China? Because guess what? That's where the story began 3,000 or plus years ago. That is where the tea story began, in China, in China. So when you're buying your tea, think about the fact that, is it organic, sugar-free, you know, just really read the labels. It's just so, so important to know what we're putting in our bodies. Because, again, whatever goes into our bodies will go in our system in less than 30 seconds. So anything that could be chemical or whatever is going to hit your bloodstream in less than 30 seconds. Are we going to always know and avoid this? Of course you're not, but we can try our best. We can try our best when it comes to drinking our tea and when it comes to eating. So there are teas, like I mentioned, that are organic and sugar-free. I'll send the link out later, but they're made from high-quality loose-leaf teas. They dissolve warm water or cold, and it gives it a nice, powerful, clean, perfectly brewed cup of tea on the go, wherever you want it, wherever you want to go. You'll have a nice, fresh cup of tea. Some of the information that I have shared with you this evening, I got from foodrevolution.org. They're always sending me updates about not just tea, but, you know, anything to do with health, anything to do with food, plants, because as the word says, we should be eating from the land. We should be plant-derived. That's the type of food we should be eating. not the processed food. Yeah, you're going to probably say, wow, how can we do that? It's a lesson. It's an education. Is it easy? Not at first, but once you start doing it, you won't go back. You won't go back. Now, do you ever get a craving to want to eat something that you're not supposed to? Of course you are. Of course you are. Then it becomes discipline. Am I going to sneak and do it, or am I going to keep going? Because let me just say this. If you do that, take it for someone who has done that, you will be sorry. You will feel like you have done like the worst thing in your life. Your stomach knots up. You just feel really nauseous because your body is not used to doing that processed food anymore. Or even if you stop eating like red meat and things of that nature, you really have to listen to your body. You really have to listen to your body. So think about it. If you drink tea, why do you drink tea? And if you drink tea, like, what are your favorite types of tea? Tea, one of the healthiest beverages next to water. And here's a little tip for everybody. Try your favorite herbal tea with some citrus, maybe a slice of lemon or lime, plus seltzer, and you just made yourself a nice, cooling, splendid spritzer. Favorite herbal tea? Let's see. You could do like peach. You could do, I know that's fruit, but you could do like peach. And you could do like a chamomile. You can do, I'm just trying to think of the things I've tried. Green tea. All of that is refreshing when you add that citrus. I never really added salsa because usually I just do the citrus and the tea. But the salsa, I guess, for people who like a little, you know, bubbly or what have you. So just always be mindful of what you're purchasing if you purchase tea or anything else that you purchase. Just be mindful of what's in it and, you know, think of your health and how it can help your health. Because like I said, we're never exempt from anything, but if you can try your best to go the healthy route, I can't even talk now, to go the healthy route, like health and wellness, because you start thinking mindfully, not only are you going to think mindfully, but then you're going to begin to eat mindfully and think about the things you're eating and be really cognizant of what you're eating. So the scripture that I wanted to relate to this is Proverbs 19:8, because it's all about understanding and it's all about wisdom. And it reads, "He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good." How are you doing that? How are you getting wisdom? How are you getting understanding? Because you have to stay in God's word. You have to ask God to help you receive wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and even discernment when it comes to him and his word and what it is he would have us do with this word and apply that to our lives daily. It's a daily walk. That's why I always say, renew your mind daily. How do we do that? Study the word of God, pray, meditate, educate yourself. Sit and listen to God. If you don't know what he wants you to do, ask him. Talk to him. He'll respond. It may not always be the way you want him to respond, but he does respond. It's so important to renew our mind daily. And as we renew our minds daily, we are working towards optimal health and wellness. So I'm going to open up the lines and see if there's any comments or questions or anything anybody wants to share. Because I think earlier, I don't know, last week or whatever, I had asked everybody to just pick one tip that they would share, whether it comes to something like this or any tip for the summer, because it's still summer. It's August, everybody's like ready to take summer out. Summer's not over until October. So it's still summer. So if you have a tip or anything you want to share, always, always open to hear it. So I'm great. Open up the lines. we can hear.
I have a
everybody.
Question.
Yes, me?
Hi, I have a question.
Yes. How are you?
Hi, doing good, doing good. If anybody knows how to make really good tea, like you would buy in a restaurant or fast food place, but where it's just really, really good. Like I've had some before, and I feel like driving
mm-hmm.
across town to get it, it's that good. So,
yeah.
I just don't know how to
I
make
think
it.
I think I make a pretty good iced tea. I make a mean iced tea. How about anybody else? I mean, yeah.
Well, I like my stuff sweet, so I do put a little honey in it and
mm-hmm.
Lemon juice and pineapple, you know, juice. I just try to mix it with a couple of things. I like it sweet. I don't want to drink it if it don't have a little sugar taste to it. I'm just gonna be honest.
Well, you're doing that. But the thing is, you're adding like a different sweetener there. You're doing like the honey. And then you're doing like the pineapple, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're not doing, because that's another thing. If we do sugar, we have to be sure that we're doing like a raw sugar, not the white sugar, because that's already been refined and messed with. But if you have to try to do the raw sugar, but you're doing honey and pineapple, I mean, that sounds like really good to me.
No, that's what I put in mine. Yeah, and then
to be honest with you,
I do buy the powder, the Lipton, but I do look at the sugar. I try to get the lowest sugar intake because I know everything has sugar in it. So I just do that.
You know who made really good tea? Hop.
Yeah, he didn't put a lot of sugar in it either.
But like
he didn't sweeten it a lot either.
The reason why I liked it was I didn't like that kind that I don't know who it's by, but they also do like the lemonade, and this was back in the 90s, but it was that mixture, and it was like I was drinking, I don't even know, what do you call that, like candy with the sugar packets that you like dip it in. And it's citrus. It felt like I was drinking that kind of stuff. And then when Pop made his, at first I was like, oh, this is gross because it's not that sweet because you're so used to drinking sweet, 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 sweet. And everything that we have is sugar, 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 sugar. And then when Pop made his tea and I had it, I was like, oh, Pop, what is this? But then, like, slowly but surely, I was like, Dad, he could make, like, some legit tea. And then, like, once, like, he made, like, a flavored one time. I think it was, like, a peach one. But he, like, brewed that thing and steeped it. And it was, like, a process. And, man.
Yeah. Yeah, because
really
when he made that
tea,
too, it was a process. It was a process.
Yeah.
So he would be there on Friday night, and he would start it at, like, maybe 11 o'clock at night. And
mm-hmm.
he'd finally finish it up, like, about 1:30. Because it was just a process that he had.
And he enjoyed it.
Yes.
It was, I think
and
it was
it.
Therapeutic.
Yeah.
And he enjoyed it. He enjoyed watching people drink it.
Yep. Yep. That he did. And he enjoyed making it for whatever events, whether it was family or even church. Anybody
mm-hmm.
who knew he made tea and they asked him to make it, he would be so excited. Like, you know, and everybody always say, oh, nobody got his recipe, but I think I'm pretty close.
Yeah, you're pretty
to
close.
His tea if I had to do it. But, you know, sometimes I don't care if you have someone's recipe or not. Sometimes I don't, you know, it's that person's recipe. So there's always going to be something secretive that they're going to do about it that you ain't going to get. That you're not going to get.
Beans.
But, yeah, he definitely. Mm-hmm, yeah. Because Rhonda's pretty close to that. I'm not too bad, but Rhonda's pretty close.
Yes, she
is.
Yeah,
but like you said, she's pretty close. But, yeah. But, yeah, it's just, you know, it's just like, yeah, Now I want some beans. That sounds so good. Some nice bacon. But anyway.
Because I'm with the phone.
I know, right? Yeah, you do like the smell of TV. It's like smell of phone.
Yep, I'm walking around here and getting my back. So I'm like, give me some beans and some iced tea now.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know what?
Exactly.
There's
the
one tea that I like that Youngevity has. I don't even know if it has a flavor, but it's like, ooh, what's all that noise? it's their detox tea, and like, I think I might do that once a month, but not even once a month. I think I do it like once every 2, 3, 4, you know, whatever. But you need that too for your body, like a detox, and what better way in the form of a tea? And if you don't have a longevity tea, you can use dandelion tea, the legit dandelion tea. Because dandelions are not a weed. They're not a weed. They're herbs. Yeah. So read up on that. but, yeah, that's good. And then I will stop talking after I give the tip that you said, which was if you have plants for the summer, if you have plants for the summer, buy, I think they were only like $2, buy like the water globe, so that way if you water your plants every day, I mean sometimes if it's too hot you might have to like add extra water besides it, but you use the water globe and they last like 1 to 2 weeks, so that way you won't be using as much water to water your plants.
Hmm.
So
we got those from Home Depot.
Yep.
Yeah, they're like little
and you just
water globes
and
fill them up. Yeah. Stick them in the plant, and they water your plants over a two-week period.
Since we still have some warm days to go, and I don't know if, you know, people like planting or have flowers, so.
Well, we don't have to really do it because nature's doing it. It rains
every
day.
Right now, but not really here, though.
For the last week or two. It just rained. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah. Cool. Any other summertime tips? Or, like I said, we just, you know, just went over like the different teas and what it could do to help us, you know, health wise. Like I said, it doesn't say anything. It just says it helps to reduce or whatever. You know, like I said, I usually, sometimes when it's a little too hot, I'll drink the iced tea, but I usually drink like a chai tea. I make my own chai tea. Before I go to bed, I make my own chai tea and using nutmeg, cloves, cinnamon, black pepper. I'm missing a spice, allspice. And that makes an awesome chai tea. You can use either a regular decaffeinated tea bag, or for those of you like caffeine, you can use caffeine. But I use decaffeinated because it's better for me. Health-wise, so you know.
I have a tip. I have a summer tip. Hi, everybody. It's been a long time. Tara,
how
thank
you
for the water globe tip.
You're welcome.
Your air conditioners. Don't only clean them on the outside. Open them and clean the vents. My husband cleans and keeps the air cleaner. My husband opened that air conditioner the other day and blew my mind.
Mm.
It blew my mind. Don't just dust them on the outside. Open it, take out the filter, and clean the filter.
Clean
just rinse it with warm water. That's my tip.
That's a good
the
tip.
Air cleaner.
And we have our air conditioner. Even though it does it, we do that too, but even though it does it, it has like a light that comes on about cleaning the filter. But in addition to that, even if you have fans or ceiling fans, you might want to shut the ceiling fans off and the fans off and wipe the blades because if it's, they're running for a while, they do hold on to the dust.
Yep.
And you might want to wipe them down.
You may vacuum after dust because it's dusty. Now, I have to do stuff when I have energy. So 8:30 is I have energy. I'm doing it.
You sound
and
like
so,
me.
Yeah.
Like it's like whenever you get the energy, just do it. Yeah,
that's
it.
I have to do. Yeah. To do it when I have it.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I looked at the ceiling fan in the kitchen. Like before the season, I wiped them all down.
Mm-hmm.
And then we changed in the light bulb, and I looked up and I was like, ew. So I turned it off. I turned the light off, turned the fan on, like, we got to wipe this down. And it wasn't that bad, but it was bad enough to me. Because I was like,
yeah.
I just thought about, like, you know, I'm not going to do that. Yes.
I have a question about the water globe tower. You stick it in the dirt or on top of the dirt?
In the dirt.
In it.
In it. Okay. Okay.
If you push it down in there, because it has the water has to go down in the
and
dirt.
Then you just have to check it. Every now and then you got to pull it back out to check it.
Right.
Yeah, like
if it's too humid, you'll have to, like if it's too humid, like you have the globe in there, but since when it's like really extra, you might have to add like water just from your watering can because, you know, they'll suck it up. But
okay.
For the most part,
okay.
They do the job.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, because it's like it's a globe, but then it has like a tube, and you just fill it up with the
mm-hmm.
water, and then you just stuff it on in. Yeah, yeah, that's cool. What else is going on? So I guess Kim, I'm going to have to make you some iced tea and figure out how to pack it and send it to you.
Okay.
So you can get some iced tea. So you can get some nice, refreshing iced tea. Oh, my goodness. Anybody else before we sign off? I'm loving all these tips and everything. This is awesome. This is awesome.
Well, just like
all right.
I think you mentioned, Karen, putting fresh fruit, and that could help as well because that's good with water.
Yeah.
To make you drink more water when you put fruit.
Yeah.
Fresh fruit
mm-hmm.
in it. It really just is more refreshing or something.
Yes. Yeah.
I love that.
It is.
Ooh, let's talk about the different fruits.
Yeah, like you can add, yeah, to the water. Like you said, you can do peach.
Pineapple, orange. Cucumbers.
Those cucumbers are good in water, and it's also good in lemonade. Yeah, it's good in lemonade,
yes.
too. Makes it nice and refreshing.
Yes, okay, just make some lemonade. Let me throw some cucumbers down in there.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. And even like if you do the cucumbers in the lemonade and you have fresh lemon and slice them up, put the lemonade, the lemon and the cucumbers. Ooh, yeah.
So good. So good.
And good for you at the same time.
So refreshing.
Yeah. Very
refreshing.
Just have a glass. Yep, and then you can do like strawberries, cherries,
mm-hmm.
blueberries. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yep.
What do you call it? Mangoes.
Even apples.
You can do apples. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm going to add all this stuff to the lemonade then.
So you'll have a fruit aid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure
enough.
And
you add all that, you don't even need sugar. Yeah, you don't need sugar because all the fruit's going to have the sweetness.
Yeah.
No, that really does break it up. And
yeah.
It's for better.
It's really, it's really beneficial if you let it sit for a few minutes before you start to drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Agreed.
Wow. I'm going to go upstairs when I'm done on the radio, and I'm going to do myself. I have some lemonade, and I'm going to slice me up some cucumbers.
I'm doing that right now.
And in my glass.
I'll vacuum after the call anyway, but I'm going to do this as a cucumber here.
Do that. Awesome. Awesome tips. Anything else or anybody else? I think we got some great tips.
Oh, sorry I got on so late. My phone has to charge a little longer.
Yeah, mine has a lot of static in it for whatever reason.
Sometimes you need to peel certain fruits and vegetables.
Huh?
Yes.
What did you say?
Oh, I was just saying, like, cucumbers and things. It's for me, it's good for me to peel them. Because sometimes I spray things on them to kill bugs and stuff like that. And so I don't want to get that in my body.
Mm-hmm.
But the inside of it's real, real good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I even, here's another tip. Because all the times we think when we get zucchini and squash and, you know, onions and tomatoes and all that, we got to cook it. But guess what? If you take the zucchini and the squash and the onions and the tomatoes and the cucumbers, cube them up, serve them over a bed of kale or spinach or some type of greens, that makes such an awesome, refreshing vegetable salad. And it's raw. And it's good. And then you just sprinkle some balsamic vinegar over top of it for a little flavor.
That's good.
So that's what I do when I don't want to, when it's hot and I don't want to cook. I always try to find something that I can make salad with because it's just sometimes it's too hot to be cooking. So that's what I do. So I take a zucchini and a squash, but a yellow squash, cucumbers, tomatoes, onions. If I have green peppers or red peppers, all those are cubed up and goes over top of that bed of lettuce, whether it's kale or spinach. Something like that. Or I just eat them without the bed of lettuce with a little bit of dressing.
You sound like my mother-in-law. If you see the facial expression I have on my face right now. Okay.
Girl,
somebody's going to have to get me to eat squash and what's the other thing?
Like that. Zucchini.
Squash and zucchini.
Yum, yum,
oh,
yum.
Lord.
That's
it's
why you
good.
Have to think of ways to fix it so that you'll eat it. Because
okay.
I guess because
even,
we all,
I'm
like my grandma,
it.
It's good when you do it like that. It's good like a salad. And it's also good when
mm-hmm.
you saute it with onions and peppers. But, you know, it's an acquired taste for people who never, you know, like it. Because I know someone
even.
On here who don't like beef.
Even like Brussels sprouts. Well, I like Brussels sprouts no matter how they're cooked, as long as you don't make them nasty. But Brussels
mm-hmm.
sprouts are good. But even like shredded Brussels sprouts, when you make it into a salad, is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just
going
to add salmon
yeah.
to it.
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah. But yeah, just different ways to. You know, like think of things you can eat that are healthy for you, but good because everybody times you think they think if you're eating healthy, it can't be good,
yeah.
but it can. You know, so
yeah.
it's just certain things that some people like and some people don't, but you always will find something that will be healthy and tasty
mm-hmm.
and refreshing. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna
awesome.
Try it.
Can
All
I
right.
mention something real quick?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
While we're talking about vegetables, I have something called a Nutribullet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Nutribullet. Okay.
Yes.
Hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you can have some hot water, and then throw in a good tomato.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes it like tomato soup, and then you can throw in whatever else you want, and so then it. Makes you kind of feel warm and comfortable.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea. Oh, thank
mm-hmm.
you, there. Thank you, Ms.
And,
Kim.
Somebody threw in a few little pieces of leftover meat, you know, chopped it up.
Mm-hmm.
And put
uh-huh.
that in there. And then maybe some a few tortilla chips or something like that, and they made tortilla soup, and it was really good.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, upcoming tips. You can use them. I like that. I like that. I don't have a Nutribullet, but I can use something else similar to it. So, yeah, thank you for sharing, everybody. Thank you.
And,
love
you
these
know,
tips.
People that are getting older, it really helps them if we like make some soup or something that's nourishing for them, because sometimes their teeth aren't really good, and it,
mm-hmm.
It helps them.
You're right.
Nourishing.
Yes, healthy food nourishes their bodies to keep them nourished. I like that. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank
wow.
you, Karen.
Appreciate you guys.
I love
y'all. I won't cut anybody short, but if you, you know, you have anything, otherwise we'll call it a night. And
all right, everybody, have a blessed one.
If you want to listen to it, have a blessed one, everybody.
You as well.
And then we'll be
good night.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Good night. Appreciate you.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love y'all.
Love you back. Thank you, Roland. All right. Bye-bye.